This is Dr. Shivajan Upanaskar, Bhavishan Dennis Ram Schneider, Nikesh Prashiva. This is a follow-up of gastric ulcers. Recent feature with the medications, Richard Magazine, and Phil, Dr. Chandra, Pishon, Pishon, blood pressure, post hospital, current temporary patient, HD bias, instrumental lumpus, with the gyroscope, push up in front of the standard patient, The rest of the esophagus are pretty unremarkable except for tracheolization of the esophagus. Multiple biopsies were taken from the esophagus, from the distal esophagus, mid-esophagus, proximal esophagus to rule out eastern esophagitis. There was no progesterone patients, no complications. Finding number one, the resolution of the gastric ulcer, no evidence of gastric ulcer, no real endoscopy. Number two, mortal hernia. Number three, non-obstructive. Number four, mild to moderate gastritis. Number five, questionable tracheolization of esophagus. Multiple biopsies were taken from the esophagus and standard separate jar from proximal, mid, and distal third of the esophagus who are asymptomatic esophagitis. There was recommendation. Away from the esophagus biopsy, because of positive asymptomatic esophagitis, treated accordingly with the Fluent, number two. Away from the stomach biopsy, it comes up positive for helicobacter bacteria, we treated accordingly, number three. Continue to put down permanent, to number four. If the esophagus biopsy comes negative for asymptomatic esophagitis, we should still continue to have difficulty swallowing. They recommend to have barium swallow to assess the size of fixation of the hernia, and also it's not a motility study for the rule as a basic dismissal to the topic is happening. The chest skin appear to be pretty wide open, does not need to be dilated at this time. Life from medication, soft food, and nutrition. Please send the copy to patient primary keeper, Dr. Politano, and copy to Dr. Tom Sari. They are pursued July 26th to 22nd, and July 26th to 22nd. Patient talk. Thanks.